gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Dippy Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Marcus Porter.
From...
Tampa Bay Veterinary Specialist and Emergency Care Center.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat, and Vitacraft is the way to go. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy tureen snack called Lick and Lap that you can find in your stores at Walmart.com or at Vitacraft.us. If you're looking for a 2026 calendar, make sure you go to HotshipBookGroup.com. Also, SCOE 10X is back, the number one odor eliminator in the country. It is amazing. And it'll take out anything in your house, your car, your office, wherever you may be. And you could buy it only at SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Good pets foods, natural supplements for your treats for your dog that they will love. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
That is the music from one of the only movies that I gave 4 out of 4 paws to this year. And I'll explain it a little bit. But first of all, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top 5 movies from last week are... So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top 5 movies as of last week. Number 1, Demon Slayer. Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie Infinity Castle, made $17 million, $108 million in 2 weeks. Quite popular. Actually, I heard a song, if you watch America's Got Talent, there was a singer on there that sang one of the songs from Demon Slayer, and it's a great song. And I'll tell you, this person sang perfectly. I mean, unbelievable. Used to sing on the streets in New Orleans, and then he got on to America's Got Talent, and I won't say how he ended up, but because I don't want to ruin it for some people that didn't see the finale.
You're ruining it.
But the music was great. But that was number 1 out there in the box office. Now, him made $13 million, $16 million in the whole week. Wait for streaming. It's the most bizarre film. It was like an hour and a half of a music video.
Oh.
And some of it was just so chopped up.
That's the one where this, the football player is trying to become the new football star. Is
right.
That correct? Okay.
I will say the acting was impeccable.
Okay.
But the story and the writing and just the movie in itself.
Wasn't it a horror film too?
Yeah, it wasn't a horror. I mean, it was ranked as a horror film, and probably 3 minutes in the movie were horror. The rest of it was just kind of weird, and a little not understandable. But I don't see it going far.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I just don't. The Conjuring: Last Rites, $12 million last weekend, and it made $153 million in 3 weeks. I was with Patrick's brother Paul Monday night when we did the screening of my film, Velvet Hammer, and great night. Kayla, thanks for coming. Marcus, thanks for not coming. Just kidding. But there is a dog in The Conjuring: Last Rites, and I will say it's a golden retriever, I believe it was, and it was not treated well.
Oh, no.
Only in one scene, very fast, but still. Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up.
Downton Abbey, the grand finale, $34 million in 2 weeks. No, nothing about it. The Long Walk, $6.2 million, $24 million in 2 weeks. That one is extremely violent, and it's very visual. So, yeah, and there are animals in it. They're dead, too, except the horses. Well, and a blind cat, but that's about it. And, yeah, so those are your top five movies. But like I said, I did get to screen this week one movie, and it is called Eleanor the Great. And I have to tell you, it was an amazing movie. You wouldn't think so by the trailers. And I don't know if the young generation will appreciate it as much as the older generation like myself would, but it's about this woman that lives in Florida with her best friend. Her best friend is Jewish. Well, they're both Jewish. She didn't grow up Jewish, Eleanor, but she became Jewish when she married her husband, took the religion. But this other woman, her best friend, would tell her everything about the Holocaust. So when that woman, when they don't no longer live together, and Eleanor moves back to New York with her daughter and grandson, she puts herself into a white lie, and I'll leave it at that. But just the movie itself is impelling. It's just like amazing the way she talks about the Holocaust, even though she wasn't there, but her best friend was, and the way things are explained and the way they deal with the white lie and everything else. It was just an amazing movie. And sadly enough, I don't, because the young generation don't understand the Holocaust, mm-hmm. That maybe it won't see the numbers that it deserves. Mm-hmm. But everything about it, to me, was a 4 out of 4. And it was just a great film. So I highly recommend it. It's put out by Sony Pictures and TriStar Pictures. The one regret I have is I just thought the two ladies deserved a cat. And it wasn't there. It would have been the perfect household for it. But other than that, though, it's just a great movie. And you can read my reviews at TalkinPets.com or on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I post them there as well. I highly recommend you check it out because it really is an amazing movie. And the June Squibb, I don't know if you're familiar with her, but she is the woman that stars in it. And then also her best friend Bessie is Rita Zohar. And just a great movie. Yeah, it's not like in-your-face Holocaust, but you learn a lot. And you learn about, and not only from the Holocaust, but the way as a people now,
yeah,
in this time, the way we should be treating each other, the way we are human and we deserve to get along with our neighbors no matter what. And a lot of that has changed over the last year or so. And it's sad to see that it's going that way because hate needs to be flushed down the toilet. And you need to have a good time with love. And one way you can do it is just appreciate people for who they are. And if it's their business, it's their business. So don't get your head into it because your business should be your own. And but check out the film, Eleanor the Great. Maybe you'll learn something as well. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The number is 818-818-6401. I want to welcome on WTBF AM 970. Welcome to the family of Talkin' Pets in Troy, Alabama. Doc and John and the gang, thanks for joining on to the program. And we'd like to hear from you guys in Troy. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Knows where I'd be. Girl, you got it all. There ain't nothing that I need beside you, beside me. Every single breath that you take, you remind me. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Hudson, Florida. Neighborhood disputes often cause issues in communities, and one neighborhood in Hudson saw one case go too far. A woman alerted the Pasco County Sheriff's Office after opening her mailbox and finding a disturbing letter last Saturday. Her neighbor, Craig Voigt, had pet peacocks that roam free in his yard, and she would often feed the birds. Craig had threatened to kill the birds if she kept on feeding them. The letter confirmed that he had killed two of the birds, with graphic details of using his knife to cut their heads off as he bled them out and prepared them for dinner. The sheriff's office sent deputies to investigate and saw the letter. When confronted, Craig said that he and his neighbor had a past history of fighting over her feeding his pet peacocks. According to the criminal complaint, he admitted to cutting the necks of the two peacocks out of spite. He then described how he prepared the birds in a frying pan and ate them. Deputies arrested him on charges of aggravated cruelty to animals with excessive pain/death. The complaint states that he threatened to kill all of his pet peacocks once released to prevent anyone else from taking care of them. Craig made his first appearance in court in Pasco County and was ordered held on $25,000 bond in his criminal case. He was assigned a public defender. As of this time, he has not been able to bond out of the Pasco County Jail. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
Peacock spreads his feathers wide, colors sparkling side by side, dancing in the meadow fair. He twirls around without a care. Bunnies watch with eyes so bright as peacock dazzles in the light. Rabbits clap and cheer aloud. Peacock bows and feels so proud. Peacock's rainbow ballet show.
Kayla, you met some peacocks one day, didn't you?
I have.
Yeah, when you were walking up my sidewalk the one day. Wasn't that you? And the three peacocks jumped out at you. One of your friends were in town or something. Danielle, maybe, or somebody?
Oh, that had to be a while ago, but I did almost have a peacock land on my car at my old house.
Mm.
It was trying to fly and then went right over my car, and I'm like, oh, I jumped. I almost hit it.
Yeah.
I got nervous.
They're beautiful creatures, but I know they could be messy, though. But I just can't believe the guy, like, slit
that's
their throat.
And then he ate them.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
It's gross.
I don't even know. Can you eat peacock?
I never really heard of it, but, I mean...
I wanted to play the peacock song with Katy Perry, but, you know, I just thought maybe not.
Yeah.
Anyway, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound, and if you get this correct, you can pick out a prize. From Vitacraft, you can go with Purr Sticks or Lick and Lap, which my cats love. Or you can go with Good Pets Foods, Hip and Joint Plus. Also, you'll get daily multivitamin and daily probiotic to try. You can go with SCOE 10X, the number one odor eliminator out there. And I say that because it is. It takes out anything. And if you've got cats in your house, you'll appreciate this. Because if they have a medical problem like Mayan did and number one comes out, yeah, this takes the odor out. And you want to do that. A lot of the other ones out there just have fragrance and not so good. Not so good. Not good at all. Also, we have an elephant bracelet, and we do have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. We have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile music CD. And from Silly Beads by Kayla. Kayla, we have...
Keychains, pens, Stanley Cup handle charms, kids' keychains. Really anything.
So, I like the NFL one, and that can go on your...
Stitch?
Yeah, that's the Stitch.
Oh, you like the Stitch one?
It's cute.
Yeah, it is cute. Did you see that movie, Lilo and Stitch?
I didn't see the newest one, but I...
You'll love it.
Okay.
Made a lot of money.
Okay.
I mean, it really brought Disney
really
back to...
Okay.
It's probably one of the best things they put out in a while.
Interesting. Okay, I'll take a look at it.
But this is the animal sound. What creature makes that sound? If you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Looking at you, Marcus, you know what it is.
I do.
Looking at Kayla, she has no clue.
No. Actually, maybe I do. I don't know.
818-818-6401. That's the number to call. You'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. And if you are correct, you can pick out a prize of whatever you want to go with. And we do have the calendar, and the one we're giving away today is the giraffe calendar for 2026. So there is that as well. You won't get Marcus's because he already went out to the car and locked it in. So I will send you one from the company if you want to go.
Just making sure. I'm just locking in my calendar for 2026.
There you go. I like the wall calendars because I keep all my, like, if I've got a premiere to go to or a doctor's appointment, I put them in the little squares.
That's helpful.
Yeah, it's, I do it every time.
If not, I'll forget. I honestly will forget.
No, you and me both. Mm-hmm. And there's sometimes that I don't turn and look at my calendar and I forgot. I did that with a doctor's appointment the other day. I was like, how did I not know? It's right there. But I usually try to check it first thing in the morning and go, okay, this is what I have for the day as well. So you can take a calendar or one of the other things that we mentioned. The Silly Beads by Kayla, they're cool because you can also, they're keychains and pens and everything. And they're really vibrant looking and really cool. But I know some people have ordered some for their schools, for the kids. And the ones that they ordered for the kids, were they pens or?
No, they were keychains and they were for autism awareness.
Oh, okay, cool. So if you have something like that going on, Kayla's cheap. So you can get her very cheap.
Oh wow. Thank you. I'll raise the price now.
So if you want to go with that, you'll see her banner on my website, talkinpets.com. So check it out. TALKINPETS.com. But take a gander and let us know what creature you think this is. I will give you a hint. They are a delicacy in Peru.
I knew you were going to give that one away. That was a good one.
A delicacy in Peru. So I just couldn't go to a grocery store and see these things all lined up in the meat department. Nope. Won't work for me. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call if you think you know what it is. Seizures. If a dog goes into a seizure, I want to ask you, I know they say with people, hold them down, maybe put a spoon in their mouth so they don't choke on their tongue or whatever. But with dogs, you don't do that, do you?
No, we don't. So with dogs, when they have a seizure, rule one is try to stay calm. We always tend to freak out more just because of the fact that, again, it's out of our control. It's nothing that we can really do. So try to stay calm. Try to, if you can time it, it's usually our best call that you can do is get a timer out. That way you can see how long the seizure is going to last for.
Keep the dog comfortable.
Keep the dog comfortable.
As much as possible.
Yeah, and then try to get them to the closest ER or just keeping them not harming themselves.
Maya had a seizure and I freaked out before she died. I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I just like pet her calmly.
And she was a golden retriever.
Yeah, and then I took her right to the vet. I called them and they said bring her in. And like a couple weeks later I had to put her down because she had cancer.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, once again, we're going to take a break. When we come back, 818-818-6401 is the number to call. But I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
The AKC Humane Fund is pleased to announce the 2025 recipients of the Sir John D. Sperling Scholarship, celebrating the human-canine bond. Each year, the AKC Humane Fund awards five full-time students enrolled in courses of study that contribute to the well-being of dogs and the advancement of responsible pet ownership. The scholarship is named in honor of Sir John D. Sperling, founder of Pet Partners Incorporated, which provides comprehensive and affordable pet health insurance to pet owners throughout the United States. These five incredible students give us so much hope for the future of pet care and animal welfare, said Brandy H. Munden, president of the AKC Humane Fund. Their drive, compassion, commitment to their education truly embody and employ what we stand for. It is an honor to support them with these scholarships, and I cannot wait to see the meaningful ways they will shape the lives of animals and people who love them. The AKC Humane Fund awards $2,500 to each of the five scholarship recipients, payable as tuition assistance to accredited institutions in which each student is enrolled in courses of study focusing on the care of pets. The 2025 recipients are Kaylina Green from Colorado State University, College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Science, Montana Hops, Kansas City University, College of Veterinary Medicine, McKenna Merle, Washington State University, College of Veterinary Medicine, Kylie Patton, Tufts University, Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine, Adeline Woodard, Oklahoma State University, College of Veterinary Medicine. For more information, check out AKC Humane Grants. Visit akchumanefund.org. Visit talkinpets.com for more news. And join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
There's a special kind of doctor who can treat a cat or dog. A cockatoo that's got the flu or an not-so-jumpy frog. A well-trained veterinarian, most often called a vet, has just the skills to cure the ills of every kind of pet. When a dog won't bark and a cat won't purr, when a bird goes bald or a turtle grows fur, when a rabbit's got a limp and an earache too, when a cow goes when she should go, when a horse gets hiccups and they just won't stop, when a fish is all red from a belly flop, when a gerbil has germs, you can bet that pet's gonna get much better when it sees a vet. Now animals get sick, of course, the same as you and me, but the vet can make them well.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Pick up the phone, give us a call at 818-818-6401. But the animal sound is out there, and it goes like that. And Marsha. In Oregon. What do you think that animal is, Marsha?
A guinea pig.
Congratulations. Kayla, did you think that it was a guinea pig?
Yep.
Sure you did. So you're absolutely correct. Marcia, what do you want to go with? We have the SCOE 10X Odor Eliminator. We have a dog book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have the Silly Beads by Kayla, keychains, and tumbler. What do you call them? Tumbler attachments?
The Stanley Cup handle charms.
Charms. And we also do have the calendar on giraffes for 2026. We have the collapsible water bowl. Got a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music CD about reptiles. And we have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods.
I don't have a clue.
So do you have cats?
No.
You have dogs.
I don't have dogs anymore. I borrow dogs now.
Oh, okay. Well, the dog treats might work, or if you borrow dogs and they do number one or number two, the SCOE 10X would definitely work. I do have even Chicken Soup for the Soul. Kayla, what's the titles on that one below it?
What I Learned from My Dog.
Yeah, there's that one, but there's other ones too.
Young at Heart, Let It Go, Just Say
Let
Yes.
It Go is the new one. Just came out from Chicken Soup for the Soul. So,
let's go with the dog treats.
You got the dog treats coming out for you from Good Pets Foods. We'll ship those to you, and congratulations, Marcia.
Thank you.
Stay on the line and speak with Sydney. We'll get your address there in Oregon, and we'll ship them out to you. Where are you at in Oregon, by the way? Oh, she put her on hold already. Okay. Anyway, well, she is the winner, and she got it, and it was guinea pig. So I know, Marcus, you knew what it was.
Because I've been to Peru, so I was like, oh, I know what that is.
Oh, you've been to Peru?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm so not been anywhere. Well, I was in Paris and London once.
That counts.
So, yeah, that does count. But that was a long, long time ago. That's when I changed 40, or I turned 40. I wish I could change back to 40. But, yeah, I did love Paris, and I did love London. I think I like the people better in London than Paris, but I love the attractions and the architecture in Paris.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that when I was out, like, there was a lot of dogs at, like, mm-hmm. Cafes and so on and so forth.
Very dog-friendly.
Yeah, more so than it is here.
Yeah.
You don't really see that happening a lot. You know, you and I were talking about seizures, and I did want to say there's a couple of breeds out there that are privy to it.
Mm-hmm.
Beagles,
yes.
Boxers, Cocker Spaniels, Collies, Dachshunds, German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, Irish Setter, Irish Wolfhound, Labrador Retrievers, Pointer, Poodle, all mm-hmm. sizes.
Mm-hmm.
St. Bernard, Schnauzer. I love Schnauzers.
Yes.
Siberian Huskies, Vislas, Welsh Springer Spaniels, and Wire Fox Terriers. It seems like there's a lot of breeds that are
prone to it.
Yeah.
Lately, we've been seeing a lot of Huskies, I want to say Golden Retrievers here and there as well, too. So it all kind of varies for breed-wise. I know they've done some studies on beagles to try to figure out more or less causes of it.
I love
as well
beagles
too.
I used to breed them, and they're just great dogs, but it's sad to see how much they're used in experiments. I know one place just got shut down, but I can't remember the place where it was, but it was very prominent that they shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And the beagles never walked, they didn't even, when they let them out, they never walked on grass.
Yeah,
so they didn't even know what it was. They were afraid to walk on it.
Yeah,
because they were just like, what is this?
Yeah.
Amazing that an animal would have to go through that. But we're going to go to a story by Marcus. And to bring us there, we have the maestro. Hit it.
Cruelty Free International, the world's leading organization working to end animal testing, has issued the following statement in response to the NIH, National Institute of Health, announcement on the establishment of a standardized, organized modeling center to develop alternative to animal testing. Head of Public Affairs North America, Monica E., says, "We applaud the significant $87 million investment in organized-based testing through the launch of the Standardized Organized Modeling Center. By advancing non-animal human relentless method, this intentive represents a critical step towards replacing outdated animal tests with modern approaches that delivers more accurate, timely, and cost-effective data, ultimately leading to safer and more effective medicine. This investment, along with other recent moves at the NIH, continues to align with actions set forth in the HEARTS Act, which we have long supported. The HEARTS Act amends the Public Health Service Act to ensure that non-animal methods are prioritized by the establishment of a federal center to accurately non-animal research, expand training and collaboration and reforming the grant reviews processes to given greater prompts to alternatives. Together, the HEARTS Act and NIH recent policy shifts signal growth, federal alignment around replacing animal testing with modern human relentless research methods. You can help keep the moment going and solidify the move to non-animal methods in the law by asking your representatives to become a sponsor of the HEARTS Act. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join us on social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Marcus Porter.
What doesn't kill her only takes more time to kill her. Then she smiles as she paints her lips and does her lashes, stunning as a taxidermy victim in a silver cage.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Mark Porter.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Hey, I got an idea. We can play a game to pass the time.
We did do one, but I guess we'll do another one because the strange man in the little box right here said, you know, you got a little time. Oh, thank you.
I don't like it.
Name this creature.
That's a lawnmower.
Sounds like a spooky man, actually. But what creature makes that sound? Sounds like a man doing it. But but
okay. Someone just going with the lawnmower.
Yeah,
well,
I think it started.
I think they took the sound once this creature put its head in the ground.
Okay,
because they have a tendency of doing that.
So puts it in the ground. Okay.
No.
No guesses on this one.
So, what creature is that? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. It's a big creature. Usually, like when you see them in cartoons, if they don't want to listen to you, they'll stick their head in the ground, like in the sand or whatever.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
And they actually lay eggs.
Like so, dinosaurs in a way, aren't they?
Uh-huh. Mm. 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? If you know, you can win a prize. So pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. You know, when we were talking about seizures, Kayla was saying that her dog had a seizure, but then when she took it into the vet, ended up being diagnosed with cancer. Is that like a preppy sometimes if an animal goes into seizures, that they normally have more going on?
Yes and no. There could be more of a metabolic. There also could be a nervous factors, like a nerve factor to it as well, too.
Behavioral kind of neurological kind of thing.
Yep. And we do have a neurologist at our hospital, too. So.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to Jason in Oregon real quick, see if we can get you in. You got 20 seconds, Jason. What do you think that is?
An ostrich.
Wow. Okay, you're right. Congratulations. I guess the head in the ground gave it away, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because that's a very strange sound. So stay on the line, speak with Sydney. Sydney knows what we got. She'll let you know, and then you can pick out a prize. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Talking Pets.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
It's Fat Bear Week at the Katmai National Park and Preserve in Alaska, where bulking up is a matter of survival. Now in its 11th year, Fat Bear Week, September 23rd through the 30th, lets voters around the world choose which brown bear has best bulked up for the brutal Alaskan winter, when hibernating bears lose one-third of their weight. To get ready, the park's brown bears have spent months gorging on the salmon of Brooks River and Bristol Bay. Katmai National Park is home to one of the world's largest brown bear populations, some 2,200 bears. During a feeding frenzy from late June to October, midsummer to fall in Alaska, adult male brown bears can grow from 700 to 900 pounds to more than 1,200 pounds. Adult female bears also pack on weight, though they run about a third smaller due to the additional energy they spend raising cubs. In 2014, park rangers launched Fat Bear Tuesday to keep an eye on the health of the park's bears population and increase southern support for conservation. Now, not necessarily southern, but support. The tournament has expanded thanks to growing popularity, and last year, 1.2 million people from 100 countries cast votes for their favorite fat bear. This year, 12 bears face off in the single elimination tournament. Voters can compare the bears' histories along with photos from before and after the feeding period. They vote for the bear who best exemplifies fatness and success in brown bears, according to the nonprofit Explore.org. Two-time winner, 128 Grazer, is going for a three-peat after defeating the dominant male, 32 Chunk, 2 years in a row. 128 Grazer is the first mother to win the competition, and her yearling daughter, Little Miss Biggie, already won this year's Fat Bear Junior bracket. Known for her fishing prowess, 128 Grazer may have a significant advantage this year. 32 Chunk, who lost 40,000 votes last year, sustained a broken jaw and has had to adapt his fishing style. Fat Bear Week is an election that celebrates the success, adaptability, and resiliency of Katmai's bears. The Katmai Conservancy and Explore.org say, go big or go home. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Well, winter is a-coming and the leaves are starting to shed. It's getting to be time for all good bears to go to bed. So you better eat well and catch that salmon from the creek. If you want a chance at being first for Fat Bear, we go Fat Bear.
Sing it.
Now for
Fat Bear Week.
Fat Bear Week.
Fat Bear Week. Did I take on like a little bit of a country flair when I read that story?
Yes, you did.
I noticed it as I was reading it. I guess it was that banjo music in the background. Kind of makes you put the twang on.
I mean, it also puts you into that like betting drive where you're just like, yeah, let's see who can get
Fat Bear Week. Do you ever watch it, though? I mean, do you ever see them? Explore.org, I guess you can go to and watch the bears.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen them. They've been all over the news, and I usually keep the news on when I'm working all day. And so those are some fat bears. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Do you ever see a bear in the wild?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
So have I.
Yes.
I had one walk about 10 feet away from me.
That's very scary.
Actually, I wasn't scared. It was like when I was younger, I was hunting, so I had a rifle in my hand.
Oh, okay.
But I thought but I didn't scream at it, didn't make a sound. It was snowing.
Sure.
There was snow on the ground, which I was surprised to see a bear, which I think maybe a hunter probably spooked it out of its den, or maybe it ate a hunter, who knows. But maybe that's why it didn't bother me, because it just walked on right by. But I'll tell you, they're so calm and so collective and just look so, like, authoritative, like the way they walk and the way they move. I thought it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. It was a big black bear, and it was all white background because of the snow, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. And of course, back then we didn't have cell phones,
yeah,
so I couldn't take a picture, which would have been nice.
Correct.
But Where'd you see your bear?
Smoky Mountains, I believe.
You've been everywhere. Do you ever stay home?
No.
Jeez.
Not worth it.
When you're taking me, you'll have to pay for everything. But yeah, remember, I work in radio. So, but you've been everywhere all around the place.
Trying to.
What about you, Kayla? Other than a big hairy man, have you seen any bears out there?
I don't really like hairy men. But, yes, I saw one at my dad's house in Tennessee.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Was it in the on the property, in the yard
or
whatever?
Yeah, he used to have, like, a long yard, and it was out in, like, right near the tree line.
He lived in Gatlinburg, right?
Like an hour from Gatlinburg. He was in Cosby, Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee's supposed to be beautiful.
Actually, I really do enjoy going there. I mean, I'm sad he doesn't have the house anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, no, nice. I mean, being out in the wilderness and everything like that, it's a good feeling when you're surrounded by people. That's why I work in the animal profession, you know, mostly, because, and I work from home, so I don't have to see people all the time. Maybe that's why I get so upset when I see people, because...
Sure. You're just like, ah, no.
Yeah. I see my cats all the time, my chickens, you know, but then when I go out and I see people, I'm like, really? It's like being back in high school. Mm-hmm. You ever see that movie Mean Girls?
Yes.
When they, all of a sudden, they're in the cafeteria, and she, like the original one with Lindsay Lohan, when she sees them and they turn into wild animals and they start going after each other and everything. That's what I feel like people are like these years, or this time of year, or this time in time.
Give it time. The holidays are coming.
Oh, I know.
I'm excited.
Are you?
Yes. I love the holidays, especially we're in a new house.
No, that's true. She got a new house now.
Okay. That makes, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm so excited to decorate the outside.
A new house and soon to be a new boy.
Yeah, we're adopting Camden.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
That's great. Thank when you can adopt a child. Yeah. So, and I'm sure a lot of people think that because there's a lot of kids out there. Well, you know,
yes,
you work
so
in that
many.
Field that, you know, need a home, need parents.
Yeah.
And they don't have it. But it's the same thing for animals. I mean, dogs and cats, they're so overproduced, overbred. And then all these animals end up in shelters and all, and they sit there until that 7 day goes by, and then they're slowly put to sleep.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that I'd like to do that too.
Oh, wow.
Just kidding.
Play nice.
Animals don't deserve it. So, if you can adopt, please go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. Spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population, and... I'm John Patch.
Mark Porter.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
We thank you for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. Don't forget, same pet time, same pet channel. You can listen to archives of the show at TalkingPets.com. Just click on the podcast button, and all the archives are there. So if you want to go back and listen to a program, you're more than welcome to. This is Talking Pets.
The opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.